Welcome back to the Intrepid Lifestyle Show. Call it your wish list, your bucket list, your to-do list. This is the show where we spotlight the who, what, and where of the things that should be on your list. I'm your host, Bill Ramsey, with the Intrepid Now Network, and I am extraordinarily excited about our conversation today. It's a subject near and dear to my heart. I am proud to be joined here with Miss Stacy Cross. She is the regional sales manager for Rocky Patel in my neck of the woods, the Atlanta area, although there's a lot more to her region than that. But it's a privilege to have Stacy here to tell us a little bit about the story of Rocky, the lifestyle or the life cycle of a cigar, and what's coming up next. So, Stacy, thank you for being here.
Thank you very much.
So, before we get started, tell our audience a little bit about you.
So, my name is Stacy Cross, and indeed, I am the Rocky Patel sales manager for all of Georgia and actually Eastern Tennessee. So, I cover Chattanooga, Knoxville, Gatlinburg, and up to Johnson City, all of Georgia, and even Hilton Head Island in South Carolina. So, I've got a great territory.
And if I remember, you graduated from, it was a great SEC school, right?
It was actually the Ohio State University.
It's an easy mistake.
So go Bucks. But yes, I did move from Columbus, Ohio. I lived there for about 26 years and moved down to the greater Atlanta back in September of 2013. So I've been here ever since. I love the city, love my territory. It's been great.
Well, Stacy, before the microphone turned on, we were talking a little bit about Rocky Patel, the story behind your company, the guys who are driving that. Can you give us just a 30,000-foot view, an overview of the history of this company, Rocky Patel, that you're working with?
Yes, most definitely. So a lot of people don't know Rocky Patel. He is actually a living person. He is from India, and alongside him is his brother, Nish, and his cousin, Nimish. So they moved to Wisconsin at an early age. Lived there for his childhood years and decided to become a lawyer. So he moved out to Los Angeles, where he was an entertainment lawyer for a lot of celebrities like Bruce Willis, Mel Gibson, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Loved it out there a lot. So he started going to a little swanky membership cigar club. And he realized that his passion was no longer being an attorney. He wanted to get involved in the industry. So he went down to Honduras, learned the trade, started his own company called Indian Tobacco in the 1990s. He went around himself peddling the product to every shop across the United States. I have retailers now that say they remember him coming in and trying to push his product. And eventually he decided to come out with his own label, Rocky Patel, asked his brothers or his brother Nish to join him alongside. His cousin came on board, and now we are up and growing, one of the top three premium cigars across the United States, for sure.
So I was also fascinated to hear about the life cycle of a cigar. I never knew all of this. And talk the audience through the process from seed to enjoying a cigar at the cigar lounge. What does that look like?
It is actually crazy to see the life cycle. And I actually got a privilege to visit our factories down in, we have one in Honduras, and Rocky actually owns the factory in Nicaragua. So majority of our tobacco is either Honduran or Nicaraguan. We do have about 50 plus different facings all across the board of mild, medium, full, even flavored. But starting from a seedling, everything is Cuban seedling based for, 95% of our product. And again, like I said, it's grown in either Honduras or Nicaragua. There are three parts to a tobacco plant. So basically, once it's planted, it grows for about 45 days. You have two different types of plants. You have your sun grown, which is grown out in the sun, and then you have your shade grown. That is grown under a cheesecloth, and it prevents about 80% of the UV rays from affecting that leaf. So typically, shade-grown plants are used for a wrapper. Again, like I said, there are three parts to a cigar. You have a filler, binder, wrapper. So if you think about it, the binder is the part that binds the whole cigar together. Filler is just to fill in, and then the wrapper is what wraps it all together so that you have a nice, smooth cigar. With that being said, 45 days after it is planted and has grown, the sun grown will get to only about 5.5 feet tall. Shade grown will get closer to about 8. And they take it down, and the next week goes to the curing barn. So a curing barn, it's, nothing is machine made out of any of these cigars. So it's all, hard labor intensive. Basically, they string all the leaves onto a wooden stick, and then they hang them in this barn. They can be there for over 100 days. That basically dries out the leaf and gets it ready for the next stage. So the next stage after the curing barn is the sorting process. They have to go through every leaf, look at it, see what defects might be it, and figure out if it's going to be used for the filler, binder, or the wrapper. Once it gets to that stage and it's all separated, they take it to the fermentation room. So the fermentation room is there. And that is where basically the leaves are stacked and they're re-moisturizing the leaves. So they're putting water back into them. And this is where actually it gets their flavor. After the fermentation room, it goes to the rollers. And like I said, it's already been sorted into the filler wrapper binder. So basically at a rolling station, you have two people working together. You have someone making that binder, and then you have the other person that is actually rolling the cigar together with the filler. And our factories roll about 250 to 300 cigars a day. Very interesting walking into these factories and you just see hundreds of people sitting there rolling. Typically, the better rollers are sitting in the front of the room versus, you know, the back. And every single cigar we have is 100% draw tested to make sure that air obviously can flow through the cigar and that you won't have any issues smoking it. All of our cigars are double capped, meaning the little end up where you clip it off, that has two pieces of wrapper on top for you. A lot of people don't realize this, but when it comes to clipping a cigar, you want to do the smaller amount that you can do is better. The more you do, the more chance you have it starting to come unraveled. And a lot of people, you know, have that unraveling happen. And it's just because, unfortunately, you just clipped a little bit too much. With that being said, we also, after it's been rolled and after it's gone through the draw test, we have lots of quality control checkpoints. We have a manager that oversees every single cigar that's been made, making sure that it's consistent in size, making sure it's consistent in color. After that, it gets the band put on, sticks in the box, and then it goes to the aging room. So we have aging rooms that have cigars that have been aged for 12, 10, you know, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, you know, years. So just depending on what type of cigar you get from our line, it has a different age to it.
Unbelievable. I never knew until our lunch today that the process involved. I would love to see it. So the natural question is, is there ever a shot that I would be able to see this?
Yes, there is, definitely. Like I said, I had a privilege to go myself, and I went with one of my shops from Augusta. And basically, it's open to anyone. You just go to your local, you know, cigar retailer, let them know you're interested. They'll contact the local Rocky Patel rep in the area. And the qualifications in order to go on such a trip is you need at least 10 people. We have a compound basically in Honduras that can sleep up to 15. And all you have to take care of is your airfare. So all the cigars you can smoke, all the alcohol you can drink, all the food you can eat. We have a pool. We have a chauffeur that drives us around everywhere. It's a great, great opportunity to see it, you know, from seedling to finish good. You know, a lot of people don't realize over 300 hands have touched every single Rocky Patel cigar that has been made and that sits in that shelf. And at least 2,000 days of preparation before that cigar on that shelf has taken place. So it's definitely an eye-opening experience.
Yeah, I would love to see that. You know, I could couch this in really formal corporate speak and say, oh, that'd be a great team-building exercise. But in reality, it just sounds like a hell of a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. Trust me.
Well, we'll be right back after this quick break.
Today's episode is brought to you by our friends at Combatant Gentlemen, an online menswear company that focuses on high-quality essentials at prices any guy can afford. Unlike other companies that charge ridiculous markups on their clothing, Combat Gent cuts out all of the middlemen and their markups out of their production process. They own their own factories, plant their own cotton, and even own their own sheep. As a result, Combat Gent is able to offer 100% Italian wool suits for $160, dress shirts for $25, chinos for $40, and silk ties for $16. Best of all, Combat Gentlemen offers free shipping and free returns on all orders. Good Living listeners can get a free tie with any purchase by going to combatgent.com and using the code GOODLIVING, now that's two words, during your checkout process. Whether you need clothes for work or for play, Combat Gent has your back.
Welcome back to the Intrepid Lifestyle Show, where I am joined with Miss Stacy Cross, Regional Sales Manager for Rocky Patel. So you've walked us through the birth, through the growth, the adolescence, the old age, and the death of the cigar when I light it up. You've told us about where we can go see this actually done. Tell me this, what is hot right now with Rocky cigars? What are some of the really big sellers? What are people gravitating towards right now?
So Rocky's portfolio is actually pretty large. Like I said, we have about 50 different facings available to the general public. With that being said, our highest rated cigar, whenever I meet someone that says, I've never smoked one of your products, you know, what should I smoke? I always like to point them in the direction of the Decade. It is one of my personal favorite wrappers. It's an Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper we placed on there. It's a very medium-bodied, smooth, creamy cigar, and it got a 95 rating from Cigar Aficionado, which is one of the most prestigious magazines in the cigar world. So the Decade is always my number one recommendation. Like I said, it's right nice in the middle. If you're a mild smoker, it won't be too harsh. And if you're a full-bodied smoker, you get a lot of flavor from it. Currently, our Vintage series is one of our most popular series as well. That's kind of what put Rocky on the map when he first started. We have a 1990. That wrapper specifically has been aged for 12 years. And it's a Honduran broadleaf Maduro. We have a 92, which has been aged for 10 years, and that is a Sumatra wrapper. And then we have a 1999 for all you mild folks out there. It's very mild, very creamy, some buttery, nutty notes. That wrapper has been aged for 7 years. And then we have a 2003 Cameroon wrapper that has been aged for 8 years. So, you know, if you're just getting into it, there's a variety of different wrappers out there on all different types of cigars. I mean, you can get a Connecticut, which is typically the most mild. Your next is going to be a Sumatra wrapper, which is a very smooth draw. Then you're going to go up to a Maduro, which is considered a more of a medium. It can go medium full up to a full bodied. If you like any black pepper spices in your cigar, you kind of want some twang in it, let's just say. Then a Habano wrapper or a Corojo wrapper. Those are nice, have some little, you know, black pepper spicy notes in there for you. So we've got a wide variety. We even have the Javas are a very popular cigar that we have. And a lot of people don't know this. It's actually blended by Drew Estates. We partnered up with them. They came up with the blend. So there's three different types. We have the Java Maduro, which is like a dark chocolate espresso, Java Latte, which is a vanilla, and then the Mint, which is kind of like a peppermint patty. And we distribute those cigars. So you see Drew Estates' name on the box, but it's actually distributed by Rocky Patel. So we have a great relationship with them. But other popular cigars, I would say, would be something that just came out. It's called the Prohibition. It's very unique. It's distributed in a crate and it comes with 6 mason jars. 3 of those mason jars have a white colored label, which is a San Andreas Mexican wrapper. And then the other 3 jars have a red label, which is a Connecticut Broadleaf Maduro wrapper. So those have just started being distributed in December. It was showcased at our trade show in July. Great price point and it's taken off. You'll see a lot in the magazines, a lot of the ads and stuff. And 2 extra things are the Royale Toro. That is an Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper, just was ranked number 5 for all of 2014 by Cigar Aficionado. So that one's been flying off the shelf. And then secondly, Cigar Snob named Super Lajero number 10 on their top 25 for 2014. So if you're a full-bodied smoker and like a lot of flavor, I would definitely recommend the Super Lajero for you.
Thank you for the rundown of some of the highlight reel. I can say personally for the audience listening, if you're not really into smoking cigars yet, when I know that I'm going to be in an event and there's going to be non-cigar smokers around me, I typically get a Java Maduro.
Yes.
You know, because I know the people around, everyone loves the smell of a cigar.
That was my first cigar I ever smoked was a Java Maduro.
Yeah. And not only do people like the smell of a cigar, but the Java, everybody loves the smell of that one. So,
yes. So. I remember how nervous I was sitting in front of Rocky as he's giving me my first cigar, thinking to myself, okay, don't mess up. But I did, and here I am today, so.
Well, let's talk about Rocky, mild-mannered, sweet Rocky, and his relationship with the FDA in Washington, D.C. right now. What's going on?
So luckily, you know, Rocky has a great background. Obviously, he was a lawyer. He knows everything about the system, if you will. And so he's out there. He's basically fighting the FDA. The FDA is trying to put their foot down on, you know, all flavored things, you know, cigarettes, and a lot of it is, you know, the electronic cigarettes right now, but they're also trying to, you know, put different bans on cigars. So a lot of people don't realize, but every state has a different tobacco tax. So there's state regulations, there's, you know, national regulations. He's just trying to, right, currently the FDA is trying to make it so you cannot walk into a humidor. So humidors would now become obsolete. If you want a cigar, you come in, you tell the guy behind the desk what you want, he goes back and gets it. So that would shut down a majority of my retailers. And that is not something that obviously we want to happen. So A couple months ago, I know Rocky wrote about like a 60-page document and rebuttal to everything that they were coming out with. So it's just kind of a wait and see game. You know, every day they come out with something new or they come out with another thing that they're trying to take away from us. So he's working really hard with them. He actually wants to open up a lounge in DC to kind of be front and center and say, hey, we're not going anywhere.
So for we who love cigars and want to keep in touch with what's going on in this fight and maybe even help out, how do we do that?
That's a great question. A lot of retailers have petitions that you can sign up and write your name on and, you know, help kind of fight that battle and put your name on the list. Rocky, like I said, has been trying to just change it to kind of come into an agreement. He always is tweeting stuff on his Twitter. So it's just, you know, at Rocky Patel. And he has stuff online. You can definitely go and check out our website, www.rockypatel.com. He posts up all the time on Twitter. He posts up all the time on Facebook, different things that you can do. Really, it's just kind of a weight game.
So what happens next with Rocky Patel? What's on the horizon? What can we see coming out from the company?
So there's a lot of exciting news. I mean, Rocky is a go-getter. He is always pushing the limits. His creativity, he's awesome. You always see ads in the Cigar Aficionado, Cigar Snob. I mean, he's always doing something. So come May, there is actually a cigar cruise that you can go on. It is I believe a 5 or 6 day adventure. It takes out of Miami and it goes down to Cozumel and all those little fun islands. And literally you can just smoke all the cigars you want on this cruise ship. So that is something to look into if you're interested. Rocky also has a cigar lounge. It is located in Naples, Florida at the Mercado. It's a nice little shopping district and it's called Burn Lounge, Burn by Rocky Patel. Gorgeous inside, very decorative. You can smoke and drink there. He has a humidor, and don't worry, it's not just Rocky Patel. We're a supporter of all other companies as well. And actually, he is opening right across the street a restaurant that should be opened in May called Cavo. So C-A-V-O. And it's going to be a wine and tapas bar. And after 10 p.m., he'll also be able to smoke there. So he is just branching out any way he can. He has been working out in California on making some wine. You know, he partnered up with Tommy Bahama back a couple years ago, has his own shirt line. So you can always check that out on our website. So he's out everywhere. Again, like I said, he wants to open another Burn in a variety of different places that I'm not 100% sure where, but I've heard maybe in DC, maybe in Vegas, maybe even in Hong Kong. We've got reps in Germany now. So we're global.
So surely he's thinking about Canton, Georgia, right?
We'll see. We'll see.
Right. Yeah. I know exactly what that means. So, well, Rocky, this is my personal plea. Canton, Georgia, you know, 40 miles north of Atlanta, up in the hills. I'm sure this is your next spot. So please. Well, Stacey, we're almost out of time, but before we go, tell our audience a little bit about what you are doing as far as, you know, we who are in your area of influence. What are you up to?
So I keep very busy. Like I said, you know, I cover all of Georgia, Eastern Tennessee, and the Hilton Head area. And I do a lot of events. So I go to local retailer shops and I offer some promotional discounts and just try to get you to try some new stuff that you might not typically try at a discounted price. You can follow me on Twitter. My Twitter is RPCigars_Stacy, and that's S-T-A-C-Y. So I post a lot of stuff to there where I'll be next. You can also check out our website again at www.rockypatel.com. You want to learn any more about our cigars? We have a nice little button that you can basically click. Let's say you only want a Honduran cigar. It shows you everything in our portfolio falls under the Honduran category. Same with Nicaraguan. And then we also, you know, if you want to filter it by mild, medium, full, it's a great tool to utilize to see what might fall in your preference of cigars. We also have an event page on our website. And then, you know, in the Atlanta region, I'm also coordinating with another rep from actually a different company. We're all very close, even though we do work for, you know, basically we're competitors, but we're all friends. And we started a La Femme Cigar Society. So you can always go and check that out on Facebook. It's LA and then Femme, F-E-M-M-E, Cigar Society. And we are working toward building a women's based group, and we're not sexist. Men are always welcome to come, but we're trying to do what the Knoxville Cigar Chicks do, what the Ladies of the Leaf do, and at Chattanooga, there's a Stogies and Stilettos down in Jacksonville. So why not in Atlanta? So we're basically, we meet once a month and at a different venue and just hang out and drink some wine, smoke some cigars, eat some appetizers, and I keep busy.
Well, Stacy, thank you for carving out the time. We really do appreciate you being here today.
Well, I appreciate it. And if anyone has any questions, please feel free to reach out to me. My email directly is scross@rockypatel.com. Be more than happy to fill you in on any events coming up or whatever questions you might have, whether it's visiting one of our factories or finding a local retailer.
Stacy Cross, Regional Sales Manager for Rocky Patel, thank you for being here.
Thank you very much for having me.
That wraps this episode of the Intrepid Lifestyle Show. Thanks for being here. If you'd like to keep up more with what we're doing here at the Intrepid Now Network, be sure to click on the link below that when you're there, you can sign up to receive updates about certain topics that would be of specific interest to you. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Bill Ramsey, and we will see you next time on the Intrepid Lifestyle Show.